Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So we also had an email. We talked to the dude who was doing the appetizer. No, but when that was a different one. First of all, that guy was sad. We had a lot of emails saying they were just sad hearing that guy.
The guy that was played from
yesterday's show. The guy that they both had hall passes and his wife's getting laid and he's just working.
Yeah, he's on the road.
And
he's
that was a sad phone call too.
Emailer
thought the same thing.
Like it was more her idea.
Yep. He sounded sad.
Well, he said she introduced the idea.
Yeah. No.
But it also sounds like he has the most time to take advantage of it when he's home. You know?
Yeah.
Sounds like when he's out on the road, when he would do it, he's just too damn busy.
Well, and it sounded like he might have had opportunities, but it just felt off if it wasn't something that he really wanted to do.
Exactly. And she drove down to Manhattan, Kansas, and you know what happens in Manhattan.
Yeah. Your wife
gets laid.
Right. Butt stuff.
And butt stuff, right. Yeah.
We didn't get to...
I think K-State's like 13.
Much advice on the guy who got the hall pass after 20 years of marriage.
Oh, that's a tough situation.
He never got back to us, did he?
No.
He didn't get back to us.
Well, we didn't get anybody else.
He didn't, and no one else really chimed in. But it sounds like they're at the stage where, sex to her.
That's what I read into
it. Is just a chore.
Right.
For both of them, it's just become a chore, and it shouldn't be. It should be spontaneous. It should be fun. It should be something you look forward to.
Todd, the sex counselor.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Okay, Todd. Right. All right.
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 Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I'll take my pants off.
It shouldn't be viewed as an obligation. But
no.
It gets to that point sometimes.
Well, it sounds like it is for that original emailer. It sounded like the wife was definitely there. It sounded like he still wanted to.
Sure.
It sounded like that's probably why she said that was because he kept going, hey, you want to? And she's like, no.
Yeah. And she's outsourcing it.
Yeah.
That's an interesting way of putting it.
Yeah.
She
drives to Manhattan, man.
No, this is a different situation. Not the Manhattan situation.
The original email.
The original, yeah. You're right. That's what it sounded like.
After 20 years of marriage.
Right. Okay. This is a guy responding to that. This is Chef Mike, by the way. You've been checking a lot about certain things. The key sentence in that guy's email was, I was a college athlete. I was too. But I never gave birth to four kids. A woman's body is never the same as you remember pre-kids. It is what it is. My girl popped out three, and I still give her a little smack on her ass, let her know I'm still horny for her, and with my unattractive beer gut. My feeling is that this chick just checked out because she isn't a solid seven she used to be. And her husband doesn't remind her, or if he does, it's a negative way. He dug into a lot. He didn't know anything. But that's Chef Mike checking.
That's interesting theory.
Yeah, yeah. Chef Mike's real name apparently is John. So I don't know why he goes by Chef Mike. Chef Mike might be a guy who works.
Was that right? Was that part right after "Don't say this"?
Yeah, I never said that, and I didn't say his whole name. You know, but when you get an email from a guy named John and he signs it off Chef Mike, which one is he? We don't know.
his real name is actually Dave.
But that guy's given a lot of insight about his life. He don't think he really cares. He's pretty cool. Hey,
yeah,
Tyler. Don't worry about being late. We were busy that last half hour anyway. It wasn't your fault. It was nobody's fault.
He just had I just love the epiphany text. I just realized it's Tuesday. Oh, my God.
That's great.
What up, brother? Man, were you sleeping? You look like you're wide awake, man.
No, I wasn't. That's what makes it worse. I don't have any good excuse.
Just hanging out.
You're here, man. Yeah, you are here. And believe me, I'm so glad to see you after the last half hour.
No,
so glad to see you, man.
I really like coming here.
I know you do.
I was sitting on my phone at 8:10, and I saw something, and then I was like...
Tuesday.
Oh,
Tuesday.
God. Yeah. I'm supposed to be. I didn't say, oh, God. I said a lot
dates.
Worse.
Don't forget dates. Right. People yell at you. Well, he didn't know the date either. Sorry, not supposed to dwell. So what's up, man? You're with Nick this weekend, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're at Backswing, Friday and Saturday.
Friday, right?
And Yeah, we could hear Puss answering the phone.
Your mic was on.
Sorry, I forgot to hit my button.
That's fine, man. That's
on the other end.
Yeah, we'll be in Omaha on Friday and Lincoln on Saturday. Backswing.
Even though Puss doesn't care, we'll be there.
Right, yeah.
Todd, another Ritter Empire. That's Puss did it real nice, man.
Yeah, it was very cheery.
It was very cheery. I never really heard you do that because you're always, you know, the room.
I had no idea.
Have you ever heard that?
Never. That was nice. You sound up.
Yeah, that's how I answer the phone.
I know. Wow.
Almost like a guy trying to sell feet on the side.
Right?
What do you think? I pick up the phone and go, why'd you call, a-hole?
Well, I would.
Based off of some of the calls you get, you think it would end up there eventually.
No, you're nice. That was nice.
Answer the phone.
That was nice. We appreciate that.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's how you answer the phone.
That's true. But it was cheery. Yeah. I never really heard that. At Feet of Puss, by the way, for the OnlyFans, check out Puss's big feet, right? In various stage of nakedness, you know?
Pretty much always naked.
Yeah. Always naked, yeah.
Oh, you didn't get the Florentine feet.
Oh,
somebody suggested that.
You know,
that.
I thought about that while he was here, and I just went, I'm not going to do that.
I got the impression that you might not have been receptive to that.
Yeah, Jim doesn't seem like that time
of guy. No, I'm not going to do that. You know what?
No, I don't want to do that.
Iglesias would have done that for you.
Josh Wolf will definitely.
Oh, Wolf will do it.
Josh Wolf will definitely.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
He loves weird stuff.
Yeah, he does, right.
And that is weird.
Right.
Have you done your feet with him yet?
He would understand.
No, I haven't.
And you got big size chunks too, don't you?
We're even.
Yeah, there'd be no contrast.
Oh, 14-14, right?
Yeah. They'd be like, whose feet are these? I don't know which ones get me going.
Well, yours might be a little bit more tanned from days in the river.
No, I wear shoes for that.
Okay.
I ruin a lot of good New Balances in the river.
You're just walking into the river in your tennis shoes?
Well, you can't be in your bare feet on the river.
Well, you don't do like I do. You have like a retired pair of sneakers, and they become the fishing shoes.
Yeah.
So I have several pair of fishing shoes.
Yeah, but I think it's squishy after a while.
I should. But I'll just end up there and then walk in.
Right, and you forget. You're probably not even thinking about fishing, and you end up fishing.
You just end up by the river,
and
right?
You don't have your fishing shoe. What you should do is just have a pair of fishing shoes in the car all times.
I know.
Yeah.
One or two.
Instead, I just wash a lot of shoes. I have a lot of good shoes that have been river shoes, that are now good shoes, that have been date shoes.
Date shoes have been river shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
You should see how much sand is in my laundry room. I was like, who are these mothers that keep spilling sand all over in here? There's cockleburrs everywhere.
Where were you at last weekend?
Dunlap, Iowa.
Oh, how'd that go?
Doing a festival. Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, by the way, you weren't here the day we found out that you were going to the wrong Abilene.
Texas and Kansas.
Remember?
Ain't the same.
Yeah.
This past week has been a whole week of just everywhere.
So you thought you were going to Abilene, Kansas. You were plugging it last week on the show on Tuesday. And when you remembered to be here. And then Wednesday, we found out.
A listener went to the website.
And told you.
I think of the brewery that you were supposed to be at.
Yes.
And then said, I don't know, should get a hold of you, Nick?
No, Tyler. Then Tyler texted. He's like, oh, hey.
When did you find out it was Texas? At Wednesday, the day after we were here?
Or later? Yeah, Wednesday.
And so you just. They said that show's in Texas?
Yeah, they said Sachtelager Brewery is in Texas.
So when you called the guy, you weren't going to drive down there for one show, were you? Okay. But you called the guy.
The money wasn't good enough to drive to Abilene, Kansas.
No.
it was not going to be a payday.
So when you called the guy and said, yeah, we're in Texas, you said, I don't want to do this. Was he cool?
Well, no, I didn't even say that. He figured, Well, I wasn't even going to be able to make it back to Dunlap.
In time, right.
I'd have to pull an all-nighter.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just explained to him. He goes, I've never even heard of Abilene, Kansas. And I'm like, well, I'm from the Midwest.
Right.
I've rodeoed in Abilene.
Yeah,
I've been
one.
Around.
There is one.
There's
right?
an Abilene,
yeah.
Kansas. It popped right up. Yeah. There's 6,000 people there. Right. They right. can have a show.
Yeah.
Because then I even Wikipedia'd afterwards. I'm like, no, they're capable of having a comedy show.
You didn't go into your Chisholm Trail and barbed wire
you
rap?
You said Chisholm, right?
No.
Yeah,
you know, because that's what Abilene, Kansas is famous for.
Yeah.
That's so I. Now, what do you think would have happened if the listener never got a hold of you? Would you just, you think you would have hit, you weren't going to go either way, right?
Would have had a nice night checking out the Chisholm Trail.
Yeah.
You would have drove the whole way to Abilene, Texas. The river there. You went to Abilene, Kansas. They said, no show here, right? Okay.
Well, yeah. You would have driven around looking for the brewery right. around Abilene, Kansas, finally stopped for directions, and they would have looked at you like, dude, that's not a thing here.
How did you book the show to begin with?
He got a hold of me a few days before.
Oh.
It was a last minute deal. So.
And it was
he
and
got
all he, Abilene.
And
it
was, all he said was Abilene, and then I plugged it into my phone, and the first thing that popped up, Abilene, Kansas.
Yep.
And I went, oh, okay, yeah, I can make that work.
And you gave the brewery's name, and you plugged it, and then we were all sitting there.
Okay, go. All right, good luck.
I never changed it too, so I had people throughout the week on Instagram like, "This isn't in Kansas."
Toe clippings in the lawn had Angela Lansbury. Tommy Two Straws. Tongue punch the fart box. Tony's Polaroid junk pick. Tossing your mom's salad. Tongue punch my fart box.
That stuck to the tongue.
I want to say it to somebody right now. Treats objects like women. Tromboner. True believer. Trump's hairstylist. Trump's Mandingo. Trump's orange taint merkin and two pink yam holes all had Angela Lansbury. We will probably wrap those up today.
It's also in Abilene, Virginia, apparently. So watch out for that.
Yeah. Oh.
Next time you get it.
The person who told me about Sockdolager, that Dunlap show I did, great shows. Dunlap was awesome. They were great. They were fun.
Good.
But for some reason, they just kept all the lights on.
Okay.
So,
that's weird.
Oh, man, I
like,
hate that.
In a new golf course, it was just like...
fluorescent lighting.
Like tons of fluorescent light. Like it was lit up lighter than a corporate.
At night.
Man.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's not a fun place to be, man.
It worked. It was fun shows.
Okay.
But the lady that found out the sock vlogger commented on there and she said, wow, looks awkward. Good. Looks like you handled it well. I was like, thanks for saying what I was trying to say all weekend.
Yeah. Big fluorescent lighting.
Yeah, that's not a comedy setting.
I was worried I was just being a whiny comedian.
I went to a class reunion, I don't know, 5-10 years ago. And we walked in. It was at a hotel, and it's down that one room. So we all walked in there, and it was a bigger room, but the fluorescent lights were up. And there's probably about maybe 80 people in there already. Yeah, I had a fairly big class, so it was probably maybe 100, 150 people show up at this thing. But it was like 80 people. And I go to the lady that ran the thing. I knew her from high school. And I said, hey, you're going to turn the lights down. And she said, why? I said, well, we're not.
It's a party.
First of all, I said, it's a party. I said, we're also not, we're not 17 anymore.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, yeah, I guess. And then she never turned them down. It was like the worst. It was just one of those annoying things. We don't even do radio in those kind of lighting.
God, no.
You know?
God, no.
Yeah. And working in a business, but a comedy show?
If it's just me and, like, I'm...
in charge?
Like, if I'm going to a corporate or something.
Are corporates lit up, too?
Oh, I will do everything to get them dark as...
Right.
I'll go through and be like, I don't care if you hold your iPhone next to my face.
Right.
Let's cut these lights.
Let's cut these lights. Right, right.
Especially at those awkward, like, I don't need to see these people's faces.
No, nobody wants to see that. I mean, you want to feel like you're just relaxed and having a good time.
Yeah.
And
full fluorescent lighting is not conducive to fun.
Anything.
Even just the house light. I was at a party once, and these dudes from a local rap group.
There's not even full fluorescent lighting at a sporting event because they light up the court. And everything else is kind of regular,
yeah,
better lighting. You're right. Go ahead.
We were at a house party, it, everybody's did, hanging out. The door flies open. This dude from like a local hip hop group just like looks around and he goes, "Turn the lights down, turn the music up." He's like,
"Yeah,
don't you effers know how to party?" Like, and all that stuff. He closed the blinds. All that stuff happened, and like 2 minutes later, it was a way better party.
Everybody felt better. Right.
Yeah, you at that reunion, you're like, man, I'm trying to find a dark corner to make out with this chick. Could you turn the lights down?
That was it.
Chick, come on.
Do you remember that? Chick. Do you remember that show we did? And it was by Malvern? Not Malvern. It was another one a few years ago.
Malvern, Texas, or Malvern, Iowa?
Virginia.
But I brought the lighting, and I ended up bringing a heat lamp.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I just brought like a barn light. And I just was like pouring sweat. So he's like, "Do you have bad set?" I was like, "It was a great set. That's a heat lamp."
Keep your food warm.
You brought a heat lamp. Yeah. Did you have fries sitting next to it?
You got to plug those things in before you put them in the truck.
And you realize when you turn it on, you're on stage, it was too late?
Well, my girlfriend at the time just had these barn lights,
right, yeah,
the clip-ons. So yeah. And once we got there, I was like, "Boy, this is really hot. We're doing it." We tried to hang away up. That was me, you, and Dusty.
You remember that, Nick? Were you sweating?
Yeah, was it with Dusty?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Well, yeah, it's hot.
I know. He
and then everybody
hot.
Thinks that you're nervous because you're like sweating. You're like, oh, it's just.
So did everybody just go Bert Kreischer and just lose the shirt?
Yeah.
No, we all kept them on.
Yeah, I don't want to clear the room.
But that's why he's always said that's why he does without his shirt, because he's so conscious of the pit stains.
Bert originally.
Yeah, Bert. Yeah. He said originally. Yeah. That's why, because he was so self-conscious about pit stains in his shirt.
Oh, see, I would be conscious about my big gut.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. I don't know how he does it.
No.
He just does.
He's embraced it.
Yep. Well, I want to know, and we'll ask him next time we talk to him, because he likes
how
us.
How do you just not give it?
He knows how to have fun in interviews, Bert does. I want to ask Bert this question. Hopefully he has a long career and keeps wanting to do what he does. Say he's 75. A lot of comedians retire because they got a lot of money. He'll have plenty of money because he's going to be rich. He's rich now. Is he up at 75 with his shirt off?
Yeah. Still doing the machine?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the machine. He doesn't do that every night anymore.
Does he not?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh,
I think he's good for
him. He retired that for at least for purposes of...
of the specials.
The specials, right.
Yeah, it's not in the specials anymore.
No.
I'm trying to think.
I didn't know if he was still doing it live or not.
There's a short list of comedians who go shirtless. And I don't know how their history tracks.
Who else? There's one.
Bert's it.
Yeah.
Well, Bert has has the comedically shaped belly.
He does.
Yep.
He's not disgusting looking.
Right.
Right.
The round,
hard
forward,
belly. Right.
Forward protruding.
Yeah.
You know, it's
solid.
Yeah. Yep.
It doesn't roll over the belt.
It's not a bunch of fat rolls or something. Right. It's just this nice round belly.
It's a funny belly.
Yeah. Right. It looks funny.
As bellies go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why that was such a. It's a funny belly.
But I say that. You guys know what I mean.
I know exactly.
Right. It can't be pouring out the side.
Right.
Yeah,
it can't be something you don't want to see.
Right. It's not folded on top of itself.
Or a bunch of back fat.
Right.
Yeah, you can't have that.
Right.
That's not a funny belly.
No.
Yeah. Like Ralphie May would have never considered that.
No.
Because he didn't have the right funny shaped belly.
No.
Oh,
no. That would have been brutal.
That would have offended everyone.
Yeah.
You telling me that legend didn't have a funny belly?
It was funny. But not wouldn't have been naked funny.
Yeah, but no. Bert's is a funny belly.
Yeah.
If he was in shape, you couldn't do that.
Oh no, that would be people would perceive that as showing off.
Yeah, like Kevin Hart is ripped. That guy can't come out without a shirt on.
You're
like,
that'd be
shirt
stupid.
On.
Yeah, right. My kids did this thing. And you're like,
does
they
Bert
move
wear
your weights?
I listen to his podcast.
Out, he used to walk out with a t-shirt on and takes it off on stage.
Yeah, first thing he walks out in a shirt. First thing whips it off.
That's it.
But he talks, I hear him talk about how he likes being shirtless.
Yes.
Does he do that on his podcast? I've only ever listened.
I've seen video clips.
He's clothes on the.
I saw him do a podcast with Morrell and another dude we know.
Was it Mark Normand?
Yeah, also guys that can know how to have fun on the radio. he did that podcast where Bert praises us.
Yeah.
He's got a shirt on that.
Well, Bert's also
in podcasts he'll wear a shirt, right?
He'll go down to a Speedo. Remember that video he did when he announced
his tour, right?
He's forever just rocking a Speedo in a video or something.
Exactly. All right. Tyler Walsh is here. He didn't sleep in. He just looked at his phone.
She was just hanging out.
Wide awake, man.
I'm a loser.
No, you're not.
It happens to everybody eventually.
Yeah. And we're glad you're here now. And don't go to Texas. Go to where are you guys at? You're in Lincoln and Omaha this week, right?
Yes, this weekend. Make sure Friday in Omaha.
It's two breweries that are sister or brother breweries, but they're different cities.
Yes.
Well, which one? Tell them which one you're in that one night.
Backswing.
What name?
Yeah. Backswing Brewing. We're in Omaha Friday night.
You listen. You listen.
Yeah. Right, Tyler.
It's Omaha
Friday.
Omaha Friday.
Lincoln Saturday. Then I'm featured at the Funny Bone on Thursday night.
So don't go to Lincoln Friday.
Right.
Or do it. Call them and say, where you at? I'm in Omaha.
Yeah.
But if you get a chance, apparently you should see the Dwight D. Eisenhower Presidential Library and Museum in Abilene, Kansas, if you get the chance.
Oh, he's from there?
I think he...
Hard pass.
That might be his boyhood home or something. Yeah, I don't think he was born there. But well, you only got that.
You know, Ford was born here. I still haven't seen it.
No.
Oh, it's pretty special.
Yeah. He was born here, and I still haven't seen it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.